This year, the Pride Film Festival will be screening a movie with close ties to Indiana. It's called, fittingly, Bloomington. In part one of our preview of the Pride Film Fest, Abby Henkel of the steering committee spoke about how they chose Bloomington and the other films to be included in the schedule. They decided to make writer and director Fernanda Cardoso's movie the feature film on the festival's opening night.
It could easily be on the IU campus, like, except there's no limestone. It's clearly like small town college. And this girl comes from LA to go to college after being on this TV show for 6 years. And she falls for her teacher.
And
her teacher falls
she
for
meets
her.
A female professor, a psychology professor, and she falls in love with her. And they have a romance. And the movie is to see if that works out.
I don't want to say anything horrible about it because I want people to see it. And B, I actually enjoyed it. I guess the reason I enjoyed it is because the characters were really realistic and kind of unlikable. Like, the girl is kind of a brat, but she's a really good actor, and you see her fall in love, and I had no idea that I would believe it. That's the reason I liked it. It's because I was taken out of my skepticism and just watching it like it was a real story.
Henkel is responding to some criticism Bloomington is receiving. Its hot-for-teacher theme is similar to another movie from 2006, Loving Annabelle. But Fernanda Cardoso doesn't think the two movies are all that similar.
I had heard of Loving Annabelle after I had begun writing Bloomington, and it did scare me a little bit, you know, to be compared to that movie, and that's such a huge, you know, amazing movie. But, you know, then upon actually watching Loving Annabelle, I'm like, you know, I'll be fine. I mean, it's really not that similar.
Cardoso, originally from Sao Paulo, Brazil, won the Best Director Award at the Indianapolis LGBT Film Festival. While this is her feature directing debut, she has plenty of experience working in television shows like The Real L Word, America's Next Top Model, and The Amazing Race. She explains that Bloomington's connection to Indiana goes deeper than just the title. The movie was shot entirely in Carmel and Columbus in April of 2009. But no, production never took place in Bloomington itself.
What happens is that Jason Shumway, my lovely producer, is from Indiana. So it was basically his idea. Now, in terms of not shooting in Bloomington, I mean, we did try. I mean, Jason was an alum from IU as well. But unfortunately, just logistics, it didn't work out to shoot in actual Bloomington.
In fact, Cardoso's visit to Bloomington for an appearance at her film screening will be her first time in town. She'll be holding a Q&A after the screening of Bloomington on Thursday night. After attending many festival events just like this one, she's developed a bit of a tough skin.
The first festival I think we did was Frameline in San Francisco back in June, and I think that's the toughest audience. And, like, my friends never told me how tough they are. But I've learned to, like, anticipate certain moments in the movie just to see what people are going to say.
Fernanda Cardoso is the writer and director for the movie Bloomington. You can attend the screening on Thursday, January 27th as part of the Pride Film Festival at the Busker Chumley Theater. Find out how Abby Henkel and the steering committee selected which movies got included in the festival on our website, wfiu.org/arts.